I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 29, 2026. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell should share details on his health conditions or resign. As Lisa Autry reports, the ultimatum comes as the former Republican leader continues to miss floor votes 6 weeks after going to the hospital.
Governor Beshear says he's received no word from McConnell despite sending two letters asking him to explain his ongoing absence from the Senate. McConnell's office has released two photos of the 84-year-old supposedly from a rehab facility where he's receiving physical therapy, as well as a statement from his doctor that said McConnell hasn't been cleared for normal duties. In his most recent letter this week, Beshear pressed McConnell to, quote, verbally address the people of Kentucky and provide proof of your capacity to serve or resign, end of quote. If unwilling, Beshear's letter said he would call on Senate GOP leader John Thune to investigate his condition and, if warranted, begin the process of his removal from office. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul blasted the letter as a campaign ploy by Beshear, who's considering a 2028 presidential bid. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
The Fraser History Museum and Sons of the American Revolution will soon digitize hundreds of Revolutionary War-era artifacts thanks to a federal grant. Ray Ann Sauer is the Sons of American Revolution Director of Education. She says this collection will highlight the lives of those who weren't fighting in the war. An Indiana-based company will photograph pockets, jugs, sewing projects, documents, and more.
They take hundreds of pictures of each of these objects, and they stitch them all together into a 3D image so that you can take your mouse and move it around.
Some of the items will also be on display at the Sons of the American Revolution Museum that will open on Main Street in Louisville early next year. Governor Andy Beshear signed an executive order on Monday designating money for high ground communities in eastern Kentucky. Lily Burris has more on the story.
Beshear celebrated four families getting keys to their new homes in Hazard and the groundbreaking of 30 homes in Leeburn. He was visiting eastern Kentucky on the fourth anniversary of deadly flooding. As part of the occasion, Beshear signed an executive order directing $2.5 million to help build 25 more houses in high ground communities. These builds are intended to replace housing lost to recent floods, an issue that has compounded a standing lack of housing in the Appalachian region. Most of the homes are being built by nonprofit organizations like the Housing Development Alliance. In June, HDA Executive Director Scott McReynolds told WEKU the need for housing in the area can be addressed with proper funding.
We just need the resources, and I think that's a really important message to funders and to policymakers. Get us the resources and we can solve the problem.
When all the high ground communities are completed, hundreds of new homes will be built. I'm Lily Burris in Richmond.
A Hopkinsville organization seeking to turn a historic high school into a community center faced a setback after the building's roof collapsed. In 2024, the nonprofit Men to Be purchased an old Atkins High School building, which served black students in Hopkinsville during segregation. Renovations on the space came to a halt in the spring when the building's roof collapsed following years of storm damage. Despite this, Men to Be co-founder LaDessa Lewis says plans to turn it into a community center where young people can gain skills for their futures is still in the works.
Our young people are the future. Our goal is to equip them with the practical skills that lead to employment, or, financial stability, and generational success.
The organization is hosting an event this weekend to help raise funds to repair the roof and continue the renovations. Overall, Lewis says Men to Be's goal is to raise $1.5 million for the whole project. You can learn more about these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.